Hi everyone, my name is Mark, and I'm a reporter for a major news outlet here in the UK. I'm here today to talk to you about how the world of journalism has changed, and why being a reporter nowadays involves far more than just writing a good story.
When I was at school, I always knew I wanted to write. I originally thought that studying politics would be the best preparation for a career in the media, but I actually did my degree in literature, which I think provided the best foundation. It taught me how to structure a narrative and engage a reader, which is essential when you're covering complex news events.
But once I got my first job at a local newspaper, I quickly realised that writing was only half the battle. When I started out, I imagined I'd just be writing articles and expected my editor to ask for interviews. However, it was taking photographs that became my first additional responsibility. My boss handed me a camera and said that a story without a visual element simply wouldn't get read.
That was just the beginning. The shift to digital news happened incredibly fast. Soon after, the digital team was short-staffed. They didn't need help with marketing, which I had offered to do, but instead asked if I knew anything about web design. I quickly had to learn the basics of coding so I could format my own articles online and make sure they looked appealing on mobile phones.
Nowadays, people prefer watching the news rather than reading long paragraphs. Because of this, my daily routine has shifted dramatically. I thought I'd be doing live broadcasts from the scene of a story, but actually it's video editing that takes up most of my afternoon. I have to piece together clips I filmed on my phone, add subtitles, and make sure the footage tells a compelling story before we publish it.
Audio journalism is huge now, too. People love listening to news while they commute or work out. I initially pitched an idea for a weekly radio show to my editor, but my boss suggested producing podcasts instead, as they are much more popular with younger audiences. It was another steep learning curve, but now I record and mix all my own audio.
Of course, you can't be a journalist today without engaging with social media to promote your work. When posting online, you have to be extremely concise. I used to think the main issue was the character limit on certain platforms. In reality, it's the audience's short attention span that forces you to get straight to the point. If you don't hook a reader in the first 3 seconds, they just keep scrolling.
Then there is data journalism, which is becoming increasingly vital. I was never very good at algebra at school, which worried me when I was told I'd be working with data. Thankfully, dealing with statistics is the only math skill I really need to analyse surveys, read government reports, and find the hidden story inside the numbers.
Because I do so much multimedia work, my bag is incredibly heavy when I'm out reporting. I used to pack everything, but I don't bother carrying a heavy lighting kit with me anymore. However, a high-quality microphone is absolutely essential for capturing clear interviews on the go, especially in noisy environments.
Having all these extra skills has really paid off in my career. Some people think mastering multimedia brings you fame or a massive salary, but what it actually gives you is flexibility, allowing you to cover any story anywhere without relying on a massive camera crew.
So, if you want to be a modern reporter, you obviously need to develop these technical abilities. But above all, I'd say that having genuine curiosity is still the most crucial quality you can possess. Without the desire to ask questions and find the truth, all the technical skills in the world won't make you a good journalist. Thanks for listening.